Contract formation is a fundamental concept in contract law, which is a core subject on the bar exam. A contract is a legally enforceable agreement between two or more parties that creates mutual obligations. The process of forming a contract generally involves several key elements: offer, acceptance, consideration, capacity, and legality. Understanding these elements is crucial for anyone studying contract law, as they form the basis for determining whether a valid and enforceable contract exists. Let's dive into each element. 1. Offer. An offer is a crucial step in contract formation, where one party, the offeror, makes a promise to act or refrain from acting to another party, the offeree. The offer must be clear, definite, and explicit, leaving no room for ambiguity. It should be communicated to the offeree, and, for a contract to be formed, the offer must be accepted. Definition and importance. An offer, also known as a proposal, is a fundamental step in contract formation. It represents a promise or commitment made by one party, the offerer, to another party, the offeree. The offer expresses the offerer's willingness to enter into a legally binding agreement with the offeree. Elements of a valid offer. Clear and definite. An offer must be clear, definite, and specific. It should leave no room for ambiguity or uncertainty regarding the terms, conditions, and subject matter of the proposed agreement. Communication to offeree. The offer must be communicated to the offeree. It can be communicated orally, in writing, or through conduct that conveys a clear intention to enter into a contract. Consideration. An offer must be supported by consideration. Consideration refers to the bargain for exchange of value between the parties, which could be a promise to do or refrain from doing something. Acceptance of offer. For a contract to be formed, the offer must be accepted by the offeree. Acceptance is the unconditional and unqualified assent to the terms of the offer. It must be communicated to the offerer, typically through words, conduct, or performance indicating acceptance. Revocation of offer. An offer can be revoked or withdrawn by the offerer before it is accepted. Revocation must be communicated to the offeree before acceptance. Once an offer is revoked, it cannot be reinstated unless the offeree agrees. Counteroffer. A counteroffer is a new offer made by the offeree in response to the original offer. It effectively rejects the initial offer and proposes different terms or conditions. A counteroffer terminates the original offer, and the parties must negotiate a new agreement. Lapse of offer. An offer can lapse or expire if it is not accepted within a reasonable time or within a specified time frame, if any. The lapse of an offer terminates the offer, and it is no longer binding on the offerer. Understanding the concept of an offer is crucial in contract law, as it sets the foundation for the formation of legally enforceable agreements. 2. Acceptance. Acceptance is a crucial stage in the contract formation process, signifying the offeree's unconditional agreement to the terms proposed by the offerer. It must be communicated by the offeree to the offerer, either verbally or in writing, and must precisely mirror the terms of the offer without any modifications or alterations. This principle is known as the mirror image rule. Any deviation from the terms of the offer, no matter how minor, is considered a counteroffer rather than an acceptance. The mirror image rule serves several important functions. Firstly, it ensures that there is a clear meeting of the minds between the offerer and the offeree. Both parties must have a shared understanding of the terms of the agreement to form a valid contract. Secondly, it prevents misunderstandings and disputes that may arise from differing interpretations of the offer and acceptance. By requiring an exact mirror image, the law provides a clear framework for determining whether a contract has been formed. It is essential to note that the mirror image rule applies not only to the main terms of the offer but also to any conditions or stipulations attached to it. For example, suppose an offer includes a specific price, delivery date, or payment terms. In that case, the acceptance must mirror these terms exactly. Any changes or deviations, such as offering a different price or delivery date, would be considered a counteroffer and would require further negotiation. In some cases, an offer may contain multiple terms, and the offeree may agree to some terms while rejecting or modifying others. This is known as a qualified acceptance, which is legally considered a counteroffer. The original offeror can then choose to accept the counteroffer or reject it, leading to further negotiation or the termination of the contract formation process. Understanding the concept of acceptance and the mirror image rule is crucial for individuals and businesses engaged in contractual agreements. By adhering to this principle, parties can ensure that their intentions are clearly communicated, and their rights and obligations are well defined, minimizing the risk of misunderstandings and disputes in the future. 3. Consideration. Considering is a fundamental concept in contract law that involves the exchange of something of value between the parties involved in the contract. This exchange can take various forms, such as a benefit to the promisor, the party making the promise, or a detriment to the promisee, the party to whom the promise is made. The essence of consideration lies in the mutuality of the exchange. Both parties must give something of value to ensure the legal enforceability of the contract. Here are some essential aspects of consideration. Mutuality. Consideration requires mutuality, meaning both parties must provide something of value. This can be a promise to do something, a promise to forbear from doing something, or the actual transfer of goods or services. Legality. The consideration provided must be lawful and not contrary to public policy. Illegal or immoral considerations are generally not enforceable. Adequacy. The adequacy of consideration is not a legal requirement. The law does not inquire into the fairness or equivalence of the exchange. As long as there is some form of consideration, the courts will generally uphold the contract. Bargain for exchange. Consideration must be bargained for, meaning it must be given in exchange for the promise. A gratuitous promise, where there is no exchange of value, is not legally enforceable. Pre-existing legal duty. A pre-existing legal duty cannot serve as consideration. If a party is already legally obligated to perform an act, their promise to do so cannot be considered new consideration for a contract. The requirement of consideration ensures that contracts are not formed lightly and that there is a genuine exchange of value between the parties. This principle promotes fairness and reciprocity in contractual relationships. 4. Capacity. Capacity refers to the legal ability of a party to enter into a contract. It is a fundamental element of contract law, as a contract cannot be validly formed without the parties having the capacity to do so. There are certain categories of individuals who may lack the capacity to enter into a contract, including minors, individuals who are under the age of majority, 18 in most jurisdictions, generally lack the capacity to enter into legally binding contracts. Contracts entered into by minors are voidable at the option of the minor, meaning that they can choose to affirm or disaffirm the contract at a later date. Mentally incapacitated persons, individuals who are mentally incapacitated, such as those with severe mental illness or intellectual disabilities, may lack the capacity to enter into a contract. Contracts entered into by mentally incapacitated persons are voidable at the option of the incapacitated party or their legal guardian. Intoxicated persons, individuals who are intoxicated by alcohol or drugs may lack the capacity to enter into a contract. Contracts entered into by intoxicated persons are voidable at the option of the intoxicated party. The rationale behind these rules is to protect vulnerable individuals from entering into contracts that they may not fully understand or be able to make informed decisions about. In addition to the categories mentioned above, there are certain other factors that can affect a person's capacity to enter into a contract, such as age. Even individuals who have reached the age of majority may have their capacity to contract limited in certain circumstances, such as if they are considered to be financially or emotionally immature. Physical or mental impairments. Individuals with physical or mental impairments that affect their ability to understand or communicate may have their capacity to contract limited. Undue influence. Contracts entered into under the undue influence of another party may be voidable. Undue influence occurs when one party takes advantage of a position of power or trust to coerce or manipulate the other party into entering into a contract. Duress. Contracts entered into under duress, such as threats or coercion, may be voidable. It is important to note that the rules regarding capacity can vary from jurisdiction to jurisdiction. If you have any questions about your capacity to enter into a contract, it is advisable to seek legal advice. 5. Legality. The legality of a contract is a crucial aspect that determines its enforceability in a court of law. For a contract to be valid, its purpose and terms must adhere to the legal framework and public policy. A contract that is entered into for an illegal purpose or contains illegal terms is considered void and unenforceable. The legality of a contract is evaluated based on several factors. First and foremost, the subject matter of the contract must not contravene any existing laws or regulations. This includes any activities or transactions that are prohibited by law, such as drug trafficking, money laundering, or human trafficking. Contracts involving illegal goods or services are deemed void from the beginning and cannot be enforced in court. Secondly, the terms and conditions of the contract itself must comply with the law. This includes provisions that violate consumer protection laws, labor laws, or antitrust regulations. For example, a contract that contains unfair or deceptive practices, such as hidden fees or misleading advertising, may be deemed illegal and unenforceable. Furthermore, a contract may be considered illegal if it violates public policy. Public policy refers to the fundamental principles and values that are considered essential for the well-being of society. Contracts that are contrary to public policy, such as those that promote discrimination, undermine national security, or interfere with the administration of justice, are generally held to be unenforceable. The consequences of entering into an illegal contract can be significant. Not only is the contract void and unenforceable, but the parties involved may also face legal penalties or sanctions. Additionally, any money or property exchanged under an illegal contract may be subject to forfeiture or recovery by the government. Therefore, it is imperative for individuals and businesses to carefully consider the legality of a contract before entering into it. Seeking legal advice from an experienced attorney can help ensure that the contract complies with all applicable laws and regulations, minimizing the risk of legal challenges or disputes in the future. Additional considerations. In addition to these key elements, several other factors contribute to the formation of a valid contract. Mutual assent, also known as meeting of the minds, this principle requires that both parties agree to the terms of the contract in the same sense and at the same time. Intention to create legal relations, parties must intend for their agreement to be legally binding. Formalities, in certain cases, the law may require specific formalities for a contract to be valid, such as a written agreement or notarization. Performance, the parties must fulfill their obligations under the contract by performing their respective promises. Certainly. Here is an elaboration and expansion of the input text. Additional considerations. In addition to the key elements mentioned earlier, several other factors contribute to the formation of a valid contract. These include mutual assent, also known as meeting of the minds. This principle requires that both parties agree to the terms of the contract in the same sense and at the same time. There must be a clear and unambiguous expression of consent from both parties. Mutual assent can be expressed verbally, in writing, or through conduct. Intention to create legal relations, the parties must intend for their agreement to be legally binding. This intention can be inferred from the language used in the contract, the circumstances surrounding the agreement, and the conduct of the parties. Formalities, in certain cases, the law may require specific formalities for a contract to be valid. These formalities may include a written agreement, notarization, or the presence of witnesses. For example, contracts involving the sale of real estate typically require a written agreement. Capacity, the parties must have the legal capacity to enter into a contract. Minors, persons of unsound mind, and persons under the influence of drugs or alcohol may lack the capacity to enter into a valid contract. Consideration. Consideration is the price paid or promise for the promise of another. It can be anything of value, such as money, goods, services, or a promise to do or refrain from doing something. Consideration must be legal, sufficient, and bargained for. Legality. The purpose of the contract must be legal. Contracts that involve illegal activities, such as gambling or drug trafficking, are void and unenforceable. Performance. Once a valid contract is formed, the parties must fulfill their obligations under the contract by performing their respective promises. Performance can be actual or substantial. Actual performance, this occurs when a party fully and completely performs its obligations under the contract. Substantial performance, this occurs when a party substantially performs its obligations under the contract, but there are minor deviations from the agreed-upon terms. In such cases, the courts may allow the party to recover damages for the minor deviations. Non-performance or improper performance of a contract can lead to legal consequences, such as damages, rescission, or specific performance. Understanding these elements provides a solid foundation for analyzing and evaluating contracts. As you prepare for the bar exam or engage in legal practice, mastering contract law requires not only memorizing these key elements but also applying them to various scenarios. This not only aids in passing the bar exam but also ensures a successful and ethical legal career.